Innovative, thoughtful, provocative. Welcome to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network with your host, Lynn Renee.
On the EX3 Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to a great conversation today and hearing your soul's expression. I'm excited about the show today. We have Mr. Means, my husband and friend for over 30 years, as co-host this evening. Mr. Means has over 7 years media experience as a radio personality in the cities of Boston, Baltimore, and in Atlanta. Mr. Means, say hello to our audience.
Hello, audience. I'm totally delighted to be here, and I expect a really, really good show today.
Wonderful. I'm excited about the follow-up of last week's discussion, Now is the Place of Power, as well as this week's topic, Now is the Place of Creation, Time is the Place of Manifestation. We will open up the opportunity later in the show for you to give your soul's expression. Take note of the number to call in, 929-477-3860, press 1. If you're listening on the web, there's a section for comments or make use of the chat room. You may have a question or comment later and can always do so via our Facebook website. Like our page, www.facebook.com, The Soul Speaks, LRM. Now, last week we talked about staying present in the power of now versus marching to the beat of time. Now keeps us present, and when we stay present, we are far less motivated by time, which can have us feeling rushed and even stressed. Because we are time-driven, we never feel like there is enough of it or that we are too late for things we desire. It's too late for things, that we desire. For an example, how we are always rushing through. I want to give an example of, say, washing the dishes to show you how we can, our thoughts can just get away from us, and we're traveling through next week and next year and all types of things. Now keeps us present, and we can stay present. If we stay present, we are far less motivated by time. So let's give an example, like I said, of washing the dishes and your mind is, say, on school or whatever projects you might have. You're all in your feelings right about now. Now, what people have, you might be even thinking what people have done to you. So now all of a sudden you're trying to wash these dishes and you're feeling bad, maybe even depressed by now. You then can become agitated with what you are currently doing, feeling like you are present, like what you're presently doing is stressing you out, but the problem is where your mind is stressing you out. When you stay present, even if it's something you really don't enjoy doing, you begin to find the good in it. You know, you start to, stay focused on what you're doing. Wow, this water feels nice and warm. The suds smells good. These dishes feel, squeaky clean. And, you even find that you missed a spot. Whereas when you're agitated, you're just throwing those dishes over, to the to the drain, or who cares at this point. You're feeling stressed about things, but it's not really stressed about what you're doing. It's just that your mind is going. You're thinking about so many other things. Negativity is coming in. So when you're present in the now, positivity is flowing, and it leaves room for light to enter in, and you stay and clarity about some things. It's an opportune time to hear from the Spirit of God. So we want to continue just a little bit in the now. We want to give you a chance to maybe ask some questions that you didn't get to ask last week about now. When we come back from our station break, We will take a few questions about last week's topic. Don't forget to call in. The call-in number is 929-477-3860, or use the comment section or the chat room if you are on the site. We will be back after the break.
If you're looking for award-winning Chicago-style pizza in Atlanta, make your way over to Chicago Nancy's Pizza in Buckhead. Chicago Nancy's Pizza serves up traditional crust, thin crust, or classic deep dish, along with the best wings in town. Enjoy them indoors while listening to live music on Friday nights, or karaoke on Saturday night, or relaxing on the patio. Chicago Nancy's Pizza can also cater your next event. So stop by for your next slice of Chicago Nancy's Pizza at 3167 Peachtree Road, Northeast in Buckhead. Or for more information, call 404-842-9997. Visit us online at nancysbuckhead.com.
Attention, pastors, ministry leaders, and nonprofits. Did you know that most leaders cannot describe their ideal leadership environment? Do you currently have systems in place to facilitate a growth environment? Imagine having a ministry or organization with the tools and strategies that are guaranteed to improve leadership awareness in your staff and volunteers. Stop and imagine no longer. Allied Thieves Consulting Group was established just for you, those who dare to lead from the inside out. Allow the truth Allied Thieves leadership to meet your training, speaking, and coaching needs at www.alliedthievesconsultinggroup.com. That's A-L-E-T-H-E-S consultinggroup.com. Or give us a call at 240-245-0503. Or email us at alliedthiefsleader@gmail.com. That's alliedthiefsleader@gmail.com.
You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks with Lynn Renee and co-host Judith Mean. Okay, let's see if we have a few questions coming up. Now is the opportune time to ask your questions. You may have some questions from what we spoke about last week. Mr. Means, what about you? Do you have any questions that or some thoughts about?
Maybe just a comment. We make it sound so simple to get into the now. I'm sure that it takes practice to remain in that position you call now. How do you propose this is accomplished?
Well, how this is accomplished is by staying present, which does take focus, and it takes realization, and that's why I am talking so much about the now, the realization of what the now is. First of all, once you understand that now is being present, then you can begin to bring yourself to that place. So, for instance, if you are stressing over something, like I mentioned before, what I do is I use the phrase now power because I understand that now is the place of presence, is being present. Now is eternal. So now is also the place where you get still. And when you're in still position, you can hear better from the Spirit of God. You gain access to all that now is. Now power. Power is. It's not something that, you know, we all have a little bit of. It's not from us. It's from God. It is God's power. And so when you are in the now, you have access to the power of God, and there's some other things that we're going to talk about that we have access to in the now. So it's just understanding what the now is, and when you find yourself, you know, rushing off, pull yourself back. Get present, which means get in the now.
So basically, we're just talking about staying in a positive state of mind.
Yes, we're talking about staying in a positive state of mind, but we're also talking about understanding what's in that present state. You know, there are some things are your thoughts, You know, you might say, okay, you might have affirmations, you know. You maybe have confessions or scriptures that you read. That's staying in a positive state of mind. But the knowledge and understanding of the now, what's available to us in the now, is not necessarily you coming up with a quote, an affirmation, or a scripture. It is what is. And when you know what is and it's available to you, you have that go-to. And that's just, and that's what you have when you stay present.
So the power that worketh within, that is given to us by the Almighty, is that power that we also need to be tapped into when we get into a position where we feel weak, stressed, stressed out, strained, what have you. This is when we should think about the now. So like you say, step back, reboot, and feel what the problem is. See how you can get through this thing at this particular moment.
Yes, this is true. But again, I do want to mention that sometimes, like I said, if you have to, well, I'll put it this way. Knowing what some of what's in the now is comforting. It's something that you can believe in because it's absolute. It doesn't take anything from us. Say, for instance, of our might, our will. You know, only thing we have the will to do is to make ourselves available to it.
And to stay positive.
It is positive.
Okay.
It just is. It's nothing else to it. It's inclusive, all in all. It just is.
Now.
And so once you recognize and acknowledge the now, that's the position that you're in. You're just in that position because that's what it is.
Now power.
Now power. And when you know that, you know, when you're going through, like I said, sometimes I don't even, you know, go through the process of what I'm going through. I just, you know, as soon as things get started, I'm like, okay, now power. Because I know that whatever now has in it, well, is going to overcome my situation regardless of what it is.
So we realize that our situation may not change instantly, but we have the power to overcome it.
Exactly. That's a true statement. And some things will change instantly, and some things, because they are manifested, will only change over time. But like you said, the power to overcome it is in the now. It is in the present, that which we call present.
And overcoming can become instantaneous.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So, you know, we're still have the lines open for any comments that you might have, because we want to make sure that you understand this place of now. It looks like we do have a comment from the chat. Let's take a quick moment to see if we can see it here. Okay. While we do that, we do want to let you know
that the phone lines are open.
So let's see what the comment from the chat is. It does take focus and practice to be in the now. Oftentimes, we have to practice mindfulness, which is the act of being present to what is happening now. Yes, it does take practice. So the comment again, The person is saying that it takes focus and practice to be in the now. Oftentimes we have to practice being mindful. So the state of being mindful is a practice, which is the act of being present to what is happening now. So in that regard, the feeling is that it does take practice to be in the now. And that's pretty much what we're saying as far as being present.
Okay, we want to
talk. And the information. Well, I'm going to get a little bit further into that in just a moment, but I'm not sure who the caller, the person is in the chat who placed that comment, but we thank you so very much for that. That is great, being mindful. And which is the act of being present, to be mindful of something.
Okay. So I would like to say that being in the now is thinking. Being in the now is doing. And being in the now also is being, and not just being, but being aware, being positive, being uplifted, just picking yourself up, not so necessarily by your bootstraps, but keeping yourself in a positive mode and staying away from being negative and downtrodden and so forth and so on.
Yeah, that's a good comment, as well as the comment from the listener. But I do want to stress that being in the now, also the knowledge of what's accessible to you in the now is also a great relief in your suffering through some of the challenges that you have in life. Let's see if we have any other comments.
Well, can we talk about some of the things that we are accessible to, things that are available to us?
Well, yes, we are going to talk about that just in a few minutes, though, because that's part of our topic for this week when we're saying now is the place of creation, time is the place of manifestation. I just wanted to, you know, now is, like I said last week, is loaded. And there's a lot that's available to us in the now. So we're going to get into that topic in just a few minutes here. We just want to, we just want to thank Shirley for that comment about being mindful and practicing staying focused. Great comment, Shirley.
Yes, we'd like to thank you, Shirley. But one thing we'd like maybe for our listening audience to do is not only state your name, but also state where you're located, so we can sort of get a gauge of where, what areas of the country we're touching. Well, what areas of the world we're touching.
There you go. I agree with that. We're going to see if there is another comment before we move on. I'm just checking here, if you don't mind, before we get into our topic for this week. I'm really excited about our topic this week. Now is the place of creation. Time is the place of manifestation. And so, as you can see, if we are mindful of what we have in the now, if we become mindful of the fact that now is the place of creation, I mean, man, we can just soar through, you know, we won't have to deal with so much of this, the things that we're going through and having these challenges overtake us. We will be victorious. Actually, we are victorious. It's all according to, you know, the power that works within you. You know, if we take hold to these things that we're speaking of today and begin to apply them to our lives, we are overcoming. I mean, who wouldn't? If you knew that something that was useful to you would help you to, you know, get past a situation or overcome a problem, why wouldn't we use it? And I've seen that so many times where the answer is available to us, and for whatever reason, we just won't apply. So what we're going to do is we're going to take another commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get into our this week's topic. Now is the place of power, time is the place of manifestation, and we will be right back.
Oh, how am I ever going to finish this book? First, there's writer's block. Then there never seems to be enough time in my day to work on it. And then I don't know how to put my thoughts together. What do I do? I know. We call EX3 Books. They specialize in helping writers go from concepts to published books. EX3 Books team helps with outlining, editing, marketing, and so much more. No time like the present. Let's see. www.ex3ent.com. Yeah, www.ex3ent.com. Let me get this information so I can fulfill my dream of becoming a published author. You should too.
If you are a recording artist and you're looking for the best quality, professionalism, and affordable pricing for your video shoot, you need to contact Bless Media Group today. Bless Media Group specializes in top-notch video production for entertainers such as rappers and singers. You need a sports recruiting video? You're getting married? Need an actor's reel? We've got you covered there too. Bless Media Group, your one-stop video shop. For more information, please visit us online at www.blessmediagroup.com. That's www.blessmediagroup.com.
Hi, my name is CJ. You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back. With Lynn, to The Soul Speaks with Lynn Renee and Hudis Mean. We are going to move on with our topic for this week. Now is the place of creation. Time is the place of manifestation. Although creation is in the mind, it is also in the now. To create starts with a thought or thoughts. While in the now is real, it's matter that is not seen. We can use the scripture verse, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance that causes you to act, to bring form to your thoughts. Notice that in Genesis, after man was thought of, or after man was in the mind of God, let us make man, although thought of, he wasn't yet formed. Then it goes on to say that, you know, all of these things were done before they were created and made. When God formed man, that was the manifestation. But the thought was the creation. Everything that surrounds us came from the now, the place of creation. Yes, it was thought of in the mind. Whenever we think, it is always now. Remember, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. This says to me that before the creation of heaven and earth, there was God. Before there was creation of heaven and earth, there was God. Because in the beginning, God created. So there was existence. Existence is the one thing you can say is true, is absolute. We can't know exactly who or what God is, but we know existence. You know that you exist, and existence is always now. So when I say stay in the now, I am saying stay present with the power of existence, the present power of now. Spirit is now. So in the spirit, or in the now, is creation. Our thoughts, beliefs, and words are spirit. Remember the verse where God says, my words are spirit and they are life. Our thoughts and words and beliefs are manifested or materialized through our actions in time. Again, we're going to use that now faith. And if you notice in your Bible, when you look at that scripture, now faith, the word now is capitalized. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If action is taken, that which is hoped for will materialize in time. Some people may be wondering why their faith is not working. It may be working, which is to believe. Belief is real, but is substance not seen. Remember, faith is the substance. Belief is the substance. Substance has something to it. In this case, it is matter that is not seen. So what you believe, your words, your thoughts, they have substance. They are real. They are now. Yeah. You have to take action through the process of time to manifest matter that is not seen. Power is always available, always now. When is God's power? God's power is always now. Think about it. Creation. You are the creator.
The word of God says, and God said, let us, which means that nothing was done as yet. As I just want to reiterate on what Lynn Renee just said, when God spoke these things, they were not manifested as yet. Now, a lot of people, again, moving back to the scripture in Hebrews, where it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We're hoping that maybe you just saw this for the first time. And we'd just like to open your eyes to the reality of now. Now power.
Yes. Now power.
the word of God also says that we have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. So there should be no doubt in your mind that you are able to accomplish the ability to stay in the now.
Absolutely. And again, that just goes back to having knowledge of, you know, what's available to you as well. You know, knowing that you have all things pertaining to life and godliness. You know, what are all these things that pertain to that? Notice that you have them. You don't have to get them. They're not coming. You already have them. And that's just being aware, you know, which is what we're trying to shine light on, shine some light in that place of us being aware of the things that are available to us, like now in creation. So you are the creator. And the things that you say, the things that you think, the things that you believe are real. I go back again. I think I mentioned it last week when Jesus was speaking and said, hey, just the fact that if you thought it, you've done it. You're guilty of it. And the reason for that is because when you thought it, it was real. You just haven't done it, which is manifested. But the real is the fact that you thought it. Because what? Why? There's substance.
Correct. Our thoughts have substance.
Have matter, unseen matter. And so, you know, keep in mind that when we judge people, you know, when we're saying negative things, these things have matter. These things are real. Judge not or you know, yes, you'll be judged. And a lot of times when we're judging, it's not that necessarily that somebody is judging us back. We have caused judgment upon ourselves.
Yes.
So you can't bypass this. You can't bypass how real your thoughts are, how real your words are. Again, the Bible says that God says that my words are spirit and they are life.
And if we were created in the image and likeness of God, then our words are spirit and our words are life as well.
Yes. So we really have to pay attention to, you know, our thoughts, because when we think it, you know, what's the scripture say? Here we go again. As a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think something negative, you're thinking in the now. That is what you're thinking in the now, the present state. So that means at that moment, you have created something or caused substance to come to that thought that you had. I know it seems like, man, what can we think? You know, sound like one of the apostles said, who can be saved? But we can do this. You know, we just have to be careful of the things that we think. And, you know, stay in the, you know, the now where we can have power. Like I said, hey, I just say now power. I just know that whatever's in the now, I have access to it, and it's something that is going to overcome whatever it is I'm thinking, you know, whatever my situation is, and that moves me along in a positive way. You know, some people don't want to, you know, you have to change your mind. You have to say something different to yourself. If you find yourself on a rant, you know, with negative thoughts, if reading scripture or affirmations or all those things are the way you need to go, by all means, please go that way so that you can overcome, so you can replace the negativity that you're dealing with, the negativity that's in your mind, because you are the creator. There's nothing we can do about that. That's just who we are. Whether you decide to be that or not, that is. We're going to, we have a caller. We're going to take the caller at this time, because we want you to be involved. We want you to participate. We want to hear from you. Hello?
Yes, hi. Caller. This is your sis calling from New Hampshire. How you doing tonight?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good, thanks. I just wanted to chime in on your subject, sis. Now, I'm with you a little bit on the now. But I'm a little confused, because when I think of being in the now, yes, I think about it. I think of today. And like you mentioned that, you know, being in the now, people think of it, I guess, negativity, on a negative basis. But my question to you is, once we're in the now, and we, because you speak on it being powerful, but for some, it's not powerful, because for some, being in the now, well, being in the now, we are facing a lot of war zone. So, to me, also for some people, they do aggress, they make it in the now. But a lot of people don't. They are stuck. You spoke on that last week, how a lot of times we are stuck on things and we can't get out. And that is true. And a lot of that is within a person's soul. And I agree with all of that, but my confusion is, okay, once we accomplish everything in the now, at what point do we start focusing on the future?
Okay.
I mean, okay, go ahead.
Okay. It's not, see, now is always now. You're just looking at now as a from a time standpoint of, you know, like this minute. When in actuality, now is that which is eternal. Now is never going away, is what I'm trying to get you to see about it. We're talking about this from a spiritual standpoint, not from the time standpoint of right this minute, or like you said, when do we focus on the future? By all means, we live in this world. We are not of this world, but we live in this world, and so we all understand that we are subject to the things that, you know, that's already in place, the things that, you know, like time and you know, things that society has placed, that, you know, like planning. you know, planning for your future, saving your money, doing all of these things, by all means, these are things that we have to do because we do live in this world, and we are subject to these things as well. So you do have to do that. But what I want you to see is that that is still not what we are subject to, does not have power over us, that we can get beyond that by understanding what's in the now. By understanding that now is always now. Now is present. Now brings you to that place where you are still. And you're in the now having access to all that is there. So whatever's going on in the or in time or in, you know, if you want to call it the future, the next day or next week, you know, you may be going through a hard time. You may be having some difficulties. But when you understand that, you know what, in spite of the difficulties and the things that I'm going through, I understand that now power is available to me. Now I can say that whatever's going on next week, whatever challenge that I'm up against, I understand that because of who I am and whose I am, I'm a child of God, I have those things that pertain to life and godliness, those things that have been given to me, that I have been created with. When I understand that those things are available to me now, then I can overcome as I go through this process of time, as I go through planning my future, as I go through the challenges that I'm up against. So it doesn't negate the fact that, you know, we live in this world and we have to, you know, this is what we have to deal with in the world, but we don't have to be subject to it and defeated by it. Is that help it some?
Okay.
All right.
Because I was just a little confused there for a minute because
that's
I'm
okay.
Like, okay.
And I'm thankful to you, Sheila, calling from New Hampshire, because this is what it's all about. We want to have these discussions. We want you to ask the questions that are on your heart. We want you to state the things that you believe, because it's really not all. I mean, no one person has all the answers. You know, the things that you might have been confused about, I'm sure maybe somebody else was thinking the same thing and needed a little clarity on that. So we really appreciate you calling in with that question.
Yeah, you know, because like I said, it's not so much I don't understand the now. It was just that I'm looking, okay, if we are focusing so much on this now, you know, like where is the future coming in at? So I understand it's a spiritual thing that we have to hold on to.
Correct, because you were spirit first. When we're talking about creation, now is the place of creation. That's what we're saying. Everything is spirit before it is materialized.
Before it's
manifested. Just like, you know, with Mr. Means was saying, God said, he said these things before they were. And he said his words are spirit and his words are life. So, okay, just like even when you notice when you're conversating with someone, there are some people that you're talking with and they kind of uplift your spirit. You know, they kind of, when you're around them, you feel good and, you know, it's just something about it. Then you have other people when you're around them and they're talking to you, they're just like bringing you down. See, that's because your words, your spirit, you know,
When you look at it like that, when you look at it on that level, then I could definitely relate. Because you said last week, the now don't die and the spirit don't either. So I can relate the two now that you explained it, you know, to me.
Thank you for calling in. And please always, you know, call in with your questions. Any question that you have, we'll do our best to.
Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We can break this down even further with the help of a songwriter named Bobby McFerrin. he wrote a song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Now, if we had taken that song to heart, if we had let that song imbibe our spirits, we would all be people who were uplifting to one to not only to ourselves, but to people that are around us. Because you know that when you're around someone negative, you tend to become, you feel negative. You may not be negative, but you're around that person, and they make you feel what they feel. It's like misery loves company. So you don't want to be miserable. Let's be the stronger person. Let's use the power that worketh within us that was given to us by God. Let's use that measure of faith that God gave us to be able to uplift someone else, to be able to keep ourselves uplifted, to stay in the now. Because, again, we're trying to focus on now being the place of creation. When we think of something, again, nothing was ever done without first a thought. Thoughts are powerful.
Yeah.
Thoughts are creative.
They create your world.
Yeah. And by faith, having faith to believe in those things that will happen, again, to further that statement, it says faith without works is dead, being alone.
Well, that ties into what we're talking about, it being that, again, the topic was or is now is the place of creation, time is the place of manifestation. And so basically, in a nutshell, when we're thinking, we're creating. Isn't that something?
That is correct.
When we're thinking, we're creating. So what kind of stuff, you know, whether it's manifested or not, it's a done deal, you know, and that's the thing that we have to, you know, understand in order to have a positive mental state of mind. We have to understand that we're creating all the time.
Yes, we are.
It may not be manifesting because we haven't put the work to it, you know, so that it can.
And
but,
a lot of times that is a good thing. Because we could have a terrible thought, and if we act upon that thought, we can end up doing a terrible thing, which could mean something bad for someone else. And basically ourselves, we have to reap the consequences of the things that we think and the things that we do.
That's absolutely true. That's another thought. I mean, like I said, it just is. It's nothing that you can do about it. It's the way it is. It's the way that God created it. We are the creators. Our thoughts are creating all that is manifested in time. Or can be seen is not eternal. All that's manifested in time is not eternal. Those things that are eternal are things that we cannot see. Now, we can manifest those things like, okay, in the now, we have power, love, joy, peace. These things are always present, whether you are enjoying them or, you know, interactive with them. It's not something that comes from you. It's something that just is. It's available to us. It's now. It is in the now. It is present. It's not coming. It is.
Yes.
And so all of these things are available to us, peace, joy, and love. These things are all eternal. All that is eternal is God, and it is now. It is present. When you stay present or in the now, all that is eternal is with you. Or you could say all that is eternal is you. So we thank you for that, and we're going to we thank you for listening. Do you have any other comments quickly for our audience?
Quickly, I just would like to say that when you want to stay in the now, when things are coming against you and you feel downtrodden, heavy burdened, one thing to do is repent. just change your mind. That's all repentance is. Just decide, I'm not going to be downtrodden. I'm not going to feel sad. I'm going to be uplifted because I know this situation that I am in is temporal. This too shall pass. And when it does, I'll be there waiting for it in my happy state, in my now state.
Okay. That's a good point. It's all about what we are aware of. So be aware of the now. It is the abundant life and life eternal, and it's the life eternal that Jesus spoke about. And so we thank you for listening and participating in this discussion. Next week, you don't want to miss John Lewis from Age to Age Ministries International. There are no, it's the place of no limitations. You have got to tune in for this. I mean, you can ask, listen, get your questions ready about anything that you had concerns about, from aliens to astrology. This person can answer them for you. I mean, this is going to be an awesome show. So tune in tonight also to the C. Nathaniel Brown Show at 10 p.m. on www.ex3radio.com. Hey, it's been a blast.
It has.
Yes.
I've enjoyed myself thoroughly.
Yes, indeed. Listen, it's your world. Create something good. Have a good night.
Thank you for sharing your soul's expression with Lynn Renee. For more of The Soul Speaks, join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the EX3 Radio Network.